KHF Radio. Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. A very happy Zach Bone of the Herculaneum Black Cats as they win it 17-0. Before we ask him some questions and get to Zach Phillips as well, who hit a grand slam here today for Herky, and also Gavin Turley, who plays an excellent second base, if I must say so myself. But before we get to all three of those gentlemen, let's tell you about Home Pools and Spas. You can make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Simply go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Again, Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. All right, Coach. Nothing went wrong for you today. Everything went right for you. Let's talk about that first inning.
Sure. Thought we put some really good at-bats together there, Matt, in the first inning. Hit some baseballs well up and down the lineup all day, and I think that's something that we've been looking for a few weeks now. But really top to bottom, swung it well, put ourselves in a position early on where a couple extra base hits. Zach Phillips with his second consecutive first-inning grand slam gets us out to a lead, and then, I feel good about the way we continue to extend it there. Had a good second inning on top of it, and really strung some good at-bats together.
And then you attack on three in the second, four in the third, four in the fourth. You just never stopped.
Yeah, I mean, it's, really credit to the depth of our lineup. I think it's something we've been searching for, since really the second time out. I thought we swung it well our first two times out this year, and I thought, it's been a little scattered offensively since then. A couple guys swinging it well, and then some other guys not. It seems to flip. But that's the nature of it just a little bit. Obviously, if you can cluster together, you have a chance to put up some big numbers. We were able to do that today.
You got to throw in some guys that don't get a chance to hit very much. Trent Tinsley, Tyler Cunningham, Chance Jenkins, Matt Bartosz, Blake Leathers, Marino Reagan, Greg Rose. And they put up four runs.
Sure.
So just offensively, you guys were good.
Trent and Tyler, two guys, seniors who have dedicated the last 4 years to this program and certainly haven't played a ton, but have done everything we've asked them to do. They've shown up, done the work we've asked them to do. They've handled their business on and off the field. A couple good at-bats there to start it. Tyler Cunningham with his first career home run with the inside the Parker there. And, thought we put a really good bottom of the fourth together there. Greg Rose, kid who's played a lot for us this year and, mixed the lineup a little bit today, and he didn't start necessarily, but, has swung the bat well, particularly lately, comes up with a big two-run double there. So, I think we have some depth both offensively, defensively on the mound. It's nice to be able to showcase today.
And one more question before we get to the players you brought along with you. You're now 8-2-1 on the year, you've won five of your last six now. You get St. Clair tomorrow at 4:30. Are your guys playing the way you want them to play at this stretch, with districts coming up in just a little bit?
Well, we certainly did today. Matt, I think got a couple weeks left here, and really we have six baseball games left before the district tournament starts. Playing again tomorrow, then Thursday, Friday, and then three Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So certainly pleased with how we played today, both offensively, defensively. I thought Dalton Cook was excellent on the mound. So, ideally, we'll play well. We understand things aren't always going to go perfect for us every time out. Although today we had a lot of things go our way. But, credit to our kids for coming out ready to play. Nice weather. Fortunate to get a home game finally. And we're looking forward to the next six.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Appreciate
Congrats
it, Matt.
On the
Real
win.
Quick, before yep. you jump these mm-hmm. guys, I want to thank everybody from Dunklin Our Father that came out to support this. Herculaneum High School Student Council, Lindsey Fitzgibbons, who put a lot of work into this. We really appreciate it. And really a good night to celebrate our Special Olympians.
Knock differences out of the park, the theme of the day today, as they had some pregame ceremonies. In case you didn't know, three kids that are part of the special ed program and involved in Special Olympics. Getting a chance to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, and quite a sight there, and some money donated to the school as well. They had a fundraiser, raised $700, and whatever they made in concessions today also going to that program.